even if it can be here last week, sometimes with us, sometimes we apologize, sometimes members were there, sometimes members were not there, so that we familiarize ourselves with you. Over to you, Chief. Kulmo is mad.
I'm Tsepo Makanye, researcher of the committee.
Priscilla Temba, member of the committee.
Jacobs, member of the committee.
Kulezi Vika from PMG.
I'm Erwin Groenewald, member of the committee.
I'm Dirk Veldman, member of the committee from Gauteng.
So Ali Masabonge, I'm the committee secretary.
Ed Sibande, the chair. Without wasting our time, I think we are having only one item in our agenda. It's the agenda of the day. Are there questions or attitude leaders of them?
Just before, I think we need to improve on what we are doing in this committee. The first one, the issue of minutes. We had said we need to endorse the minutes of the previous meeting, in every meeting that we have. Secondly, the material for this meeting, we have only received them now. So I'm saying we need to improve on that. Next time we need to get them timely.
Okay, take it. So that.
Okay, thanks a lot. Well, I won't go into the details line by line. Safe to say that this is just a working document, and it's emanating from the strategic framework plan workshop that we held last year at Villa Via, and the document was adopted by the committee last year. But the purposes of today's meeting is just to review the document and to ensure that it is aligned to the state of the nation priorities. And I will just go through it section by section. Starting from page 4, which is the mandate and of the committee. Well, nothing has changed on that section, because it is the mandate of the committee as it was captured in last year's interaction or workshop. Similarly, with 1.1, that is one of the mandate of the mandates of the committee to conduct oversight, to pass legislation, to process international treaties and protocols, to provide public forum for public participation, to ensure cooperative governance in international governmental relations. And also on section 2 of the document, there weren't any changes that were inserted there, because those are the challenges that were highlighted last year. But if members would like to add more on the list, that can be captured and inserted into the document. So I'll quickly move to section 4 of the document, where we have made some kind of amendments in light of the State of the Nation address. And item 4 is on page on page 12 of the document. In summary, section 4 outlines the key performance areas of the committee in the next 4 years, what will be the focus areas of the of the committee activities in the next 4 years. And one which is also in line with the mandate of the committee is to process legislation. And it also, the columns also outline the outputs, what is expected of the committee, that is, it will receive briefings from the departments, receive research paper from our research support, and conduct deliberations and formal considerations, as well as public hearings. And moving along to page 14, specifically the KPIs or key performance areas that have been outlined in terms of each line function of the committee. With respect to the Department of Human Settlements, the key amendments were inserted in column 4 of that table. That is the key KPIs emanating from the State of the Nation Address 2010 and 2011. And with regard to the Department of Human Settlements, these include to monitor the department's actions with regard to the upgrading of well-located informal settlements and provide proper service and land tenure to at least 500,000 households by 2014. Another key KPI emanating from the SONA with regard to the Department of Human Settlement is that the committee needs to monitor closely the department's spending of the 1 billion guarantee initially set to incentivize the private banking and housing sector. As we know that this was highlighted in last year's State of the Nation to accommodate people whose salaries are too high to get government subsidies, but who earn too little to qualify for a normal bank mortgage. And also this was also highlighted in our document last year, that is, we will monitor the department's action with regards to the conversion of hostels, including community or residential units, to monitor the department's new mandate to deliver a national sanitation program previously housed under the Department of Water Affairs and Forestry, to monitor progress with regards to the rectification programs, particularly with regard to the chronic problems affecting housing delivery. And these include demolition of badly built government subsidy houses, illegal occupation of government houses, abuse of housing awaiting lease system, to monitor progress in the implementation of farm worker assistance program, to monitor the coordination and management of the beneficiary list and incorporation of backyard dwellers to the provincial housing database. I think that's a mistake there. To monitor department support to people's housing, as well as emerging contractors. To monitor the implementation of the comprehensive rural development strategy or program. And with regards to the Department of Transport, issues emanating from the State of the Nation address is the maintenance and expansion of road network, ensuring that the rail network is reliable, competitive, and better integrated with seaports, and And that, yeah, I think it's a repetition that should come out. That's the last item. And from the Department of Public Works, the key issues emanating from the last year's State of the Nation and this year, which the committee needs to closely monitor, is the expanded work program and job creation, rural infrastructure development, department's role with regard to prioritizing job creation and how it locates this function within the new finance job creation initiative to be established through the 9 billion fund. The committee also needs to closely monitor the department's entire procurement system to ensure effective and efficient spending of funds. And then the last KPI relates to international relations. And I think those items that are listed, the bullets that are listed there, should come out, because those were papers or international protocols that were referred to the committee for information last year. So the committee will deal with international agreements as and when they are referred to it during the course of the next coming years. With regards to intergovernmental relations, the focus will be to work to improve the effectiveness of local government infrastructure development and human settlements, and to ensure that local government has the correct management and administrative and technical skills. And then the last few pages, they outline the committee activities as outlined in their mandate. I think it's more of a repetition, because we have clearly stated in the committee's mandate that is to ensure public participation and involvement. I think that section is just a repetition. It can also come out. And then the last addendum is just a list of the entities that are accountable to the committee, as well as the departments. So that's basically the draft strategic framework of the committee for the next coming 4 years. But as I've stated earlier on, that this is a working document, members are welcome to make corrections and inputs and insert additions where necessary. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Nopas. Members, this is a short summary of our work, which emanated from our own workshop some times ago, but with an addition from the things which we identified from the SON to be included in our program. Can I now open for members maybe to comment or whatever? But to notice, I mean, to also to put more emphasis, is that members are authorized, they are permitted maybe to add whatever which is supposed to be in line with our line function. I'll start to the other side, Mr. Feldman, followed by Babu Grunewald.
Honorable Chairperson, I would like to suggest this as a working document. We just received it now. So I propose to be seen as a working document. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Honorable Chair. That I agree that's a working document, so we can chop and change here and there. But if you look into the mandates in the beginning, and I specifically on mandate 1.1 on page 5, oversights. I think that is one of our main purposes from the NCOP side, is to be in the field where things happen, and especially in our provinces. A lot of things, as I said before the meeting, is happening all over South Africa in our municipalities. And the municipalities is the burning point at this stage in South Africa, because we've had the local elections is coming up, and there's a lot of fraud taking place in a lot of the municipalities. And especially the one I mentioned, and I want to do it again, in Merafong City, where we have where basically a whole community must shift from one area to another area where is no dolomite. And that is happening, and a huge amount of money was set aside from government to see that these things happen. And that started already in 2008. And as I hear, only 48 houses is being built since then. And now suddenly there's no water, the infrastructure is bad and everything. What I want to know, and I think we must get, as committee, we must get to that site and see what's happening there. Because 500 million rand is a lot of money. And since 2008, nothing happened really on that premises or that site. So we must get in today and see what's going on. And we must, as I also hear, so that I haven't experienced it by myself, but people are talking, and they said there's no site manager on that site to see that everything is going right. So, and therefore, I think that is very urgent that this committee must make a turn on that site to see what's going on there. Thank you.
On the program, it has been written there, the 1st of February 2011. I think it should be the 1st of March. March, not February, in the program. The other issue that I want to raise, whilst we will be doing our oversight visit, we need to include, because we have said that there is a money that was taken away from provinces and redirected to other provinces. So we said we wanted to inquire what actually happened, what made that the minister should retrieve that money and redirect to other provinces. So it means in our program we need to include such provinces where we need to go and have an understanding what happened.
Allow me to comment something about this.
regarding the program, I think it's a very good program. And as you said, that is just the bones. We must put in the flesh now. And the flesh is this thing of oversight versus international participation, public participation. So this is coming from us. We put it here, and we draft this program for us for the year or for the next 3 years we're still here. And we must get at these points. So and that is easy. I think if we are going to fulfill this program, there will be not enough time in the remaining time we've had here in Parliament. So there's a lot of things to do, and I think we must just get to the issues. There's a lot of issues outside in all the provinces, and I totally agree. We are the National Council of Provinces, so we must get into the whole of South Africa, not only the province where we are coming from. And that is important. So let's put in the flesh now, and let's get to the points where the burning issues is in South Africa. Thank you.
Chair, I just want to respond to what you have said on the issue of a year program. I think last time when we raised this issue for a year, there were reasons behind why we want a year program. Because I think it's important that we need to have a year program so that we should know our site visits, how many site visits are we going to have, how many international trips are we going to have, because there are costs involved. So we need to budget. If we have 4 oversight visits, we need to know how much are we going to pay for those 4 site visits. Because if we don't do that, we'll find that we can have 10 oversight visits per year, and money is not equally distributed in other activities of the program. So as we have said last time, it's important that we have a yearly program, but we review this on quarterly basis, so that we should include things that comes that crops up as the year goes on.
Thank you. Is anything else before we continue? If there's nothing, colleagues, I wanted maybe to sensitize you that, remember, we spoke about the 2 bills which are about to come to us. Those bills, and also there was a question that under which section, under Section 76, the 2 bills. And these 2 bills, I think we're caught in a crossfire here, because the Portfolio Committee wanted to request that we join them with the oversight visit next week. But when we check the sensitiveness of the bill, we realize that it will be maybe impossible for us to participate in the joint program with the Portfolio Committee. Therefore, we thought that it is very much important that we begin maybe from next week. We request the department to come and brief us so that when they hand over that bill, we will be in a position to react, maybe to work within the time frame on our mandate. So that's the only thing which I wanted maybe to report to you or to indicate that, to sensitize you, in fact, that maybe as from next week, to start to prepare, because there are a lot of procedures. Once they hand it over to us, there will be procedures as well which are supposed to be followed up in order to pass the bill. So that is in short. And colleagues, once more, I wanted this. Once more, I wanted to thank you, maybe to come for today, as usual, as our daily process. That is, I mean, we have came to an end of our meeting for the day. The meeting is adjourned.
Sorry?
We are on the program. month before you leave, the secretary made a mistake just to sign a roll call, that's all.